listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound Monday Night Football is coming to Cleveland on November the 30th when the Browns face the Baltimore Ravens at First Energy Stadium, and you could join the Cleveland Browns captains on the field before kickoff for the official coin toss. All you have to do is enter for your chance to be an honorary coin toss captain by sharing your first and 10 story by Monday, November the 23rd. That's this next Monday. Tell us how you volunteer in your community by using the hashtag Give10 on Twitter or Instagram, or submitting your first and 10 story on clevelandbrowns.com/community. Again, you can use the hashtag Give10 on Twitter or Instagram, or submit your first and 10 story on clevelandbrowns.com/community. Now it's part of my time for my favorite part of Friday to update you all on the, we have a huge dinner bet going on this picks, picking the game, picking the winners straight up. The kid is in the lead. Wilhelm down two. I'm down five. Dino, it's time to pick the games. Yes. Time to pick the games. All right, here we go. Kid, you'll go first. Wilhelm, you'll go second. I'll go third. We will start off with St. Louis at Baltimore. The Ravens, 2.5-point favorites. Case Keenum has been installed as the starter for the St. Louis Rams.
As many of you know, I'm not a Jeff Fisher fan, and because of that, I'm going to have to pick the stinking Baltimore Ravens to win the game.
I'm going to go Ravens at home as well. I think it's a home field advantage.
The Baltimore Ravens for both of you. I'm going to try to get back into this thing. I'm going to try to make a little bit of a move. I think Todd Gurley should be able to have his way with this defense. I'm going to go with the St. Louis Rams. All right, the New York Jets at the Houston Texans. The Texans catching 3 points at home to the Jets. Now, the Texans, little did you know, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, have not allowed a touchdown in 10 straight quarters, longest streak in the NFL.
The Texans are playing some good defense right now. However, you're talking about T.J. Yates at quarterback. Maybe I'll get bitten by him again, but I'm going with the New York Football Jets.
Give me the Jets. I'll take the Jets as well.
All right, it'll be unanimous. I'm going to go with the Jets and Fitzmagic as well. Oakland at Detroit. Detroit is the favorite in this game. What do you make of that?
What I make of that is maybe my old Oakland Raiders squad is on their way down. I'm going to take Detroit.
I'll take the Raiders.
Going to take Detroit. I'm going to take the Raiders as well. Detroit, I don't see them winning two games in a row. They are one-point favorites
home. There's that one game. Let's go.
Let's go. You have Oakland as well, right, Matt?
I do.
All right.
Oakland. By the way, I hate that pick already.
Too bad. It's in. It's locked in.
It's in. It's locked
in. Ink is dry.
I'm not switching, but I hate it.
Matt Hasselbeck and the Indianapolis Colts on the road against the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons, 5-point favorites in this one.
I mean, the Falcons have killed me at the window many times this year, but I'm taking them again.
What is this window you make reference to? I'm just kidding. I'm going to take the Falcons at home.
I'm going to go with the Falcons as well. I enjoy Matt Hasselbeck. He is undefeated as the starter, but this isn't one where I'm going to risk losing a game to you guys here. I will stay with the Falcons. It's unanimous. This is an interesting one and an interesting line. Denver at Chicago. Chicago a one-point home underdog. Brock Osweiler, as we know, the quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
This may be a shocker to all you folks out there, but I'm going with the Chicago Bears.
I, too, will shock the world as well, and I'll take Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears at home.
Alshon Jeffrey not expected to play in this one. That means no firepower. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Denver Broncos under Brock Osweiler. They were able to win. They're 7-2 without a quarterback. He can't be as bad as Peyton Manning. I think that's a nice one for the Denver Broncos to come in.
The Denver defense has been sliding of late. They haven't been as good. They've had some injuries on that side of the ball. That one smells fishy.
All right. Listen, Kansas City just stuck it to them. But then again, there were four interceptions in that game from Peyton Manning. Tampa Bay at Philly. Mark Sanchez gets the start for the Eagles. The Eagles, 6-point favorites at home to the Buccaneers, who have been playing pretty well of late.
I think this one will be unanimous. Chip Kelly, I think they're better suited with Mark Sanchez at quarterback. In fact, I'll be starting him in one of my leagues, and I'm going Philly.
Unanimous for who? Give me the Bucks. I want famous Jameis and some crab legs on the side.
Matt Wilhelm. I'm going to stick with the Philadelphia Eagles, my friends. Matt Wilhelm, bold. You got to be bold if you want to win, ladies and gentlemen.
There's
Matt,
two.
That gives you – that's only two differences from the kids so far, Oakland and Tampa Bay for you. I've got three differences from – three differences from the kid. All right. Dallas at Miami. Tony Romo, one-point favorite on the road in his return to action.
I'm going to buy the Cowboys here.
I'll take the Cowboys as well.
Unanimous. I like the Cowboys as well. They've been close with no quarterback play. Romo in his first game back should be effective and should be able to get the job done. Washington at Carolina. The Panthers laying 7 to the Redskins.
Panthers.
Yeah, that's unanimous. They stay undefeated. We feel that there. And then we've got Kansas City coming off that huge win against the Denver Broncos at San Diego. San Diego getting 3 points, home underdog Philippe Rivers and company.
I think the ship has sailed on the San Diego Chargers. I'm going KC.
I'll take the Chefs as well.
I'm going to take Philippe Rivers to shock the world, folks. Philip Rivers and the Chargers, they get the victory. They find a way. They figure out how to do it. Green Bay at Minnesota. The Packers, losers of 2 in a row. The Vikings, winners of 5 in a row. The Vikings, 1 point home favorites in this one.
Boy, I could flip a coin on this one, but I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings.
I'll take another game, and I'll take the Packers. No way they lose 4 in a row.
Well, it'd only be 3 in a row, right? Or would it be 4 in a row?
No, it'd be 4.
No, it'd be 4 in a row.
Denver, Carolina,
and Detroit.
Wow. I'm going to go with Green Bay as well and secretly root for Theodore. San Francisco at Seattle.
Seattle,
12.5-point favorite, the biggest favorite of the week.
Come on.
Here's a good one. Cincinnati at Arizona, the Cardinals, 5-point home favorites.
Zona.
Arizona.
All right, we're unanimous there. And then finally, Buffalo at New England.
New England,
7-point favorites.
Foxborough.
Yeah, come on.
All right. So here we are. Recap, I've got St. Louis. You both have Baltimore. We all have the Jets. Matt and I have Oakland. The kids got Detroit. Everybody's on Atlanta. I've got Denver. You both got Chicago. The kid and I have Philly, Matt Wilhelm on Tampa, unanimous on Dallas, on Carolina, Seattle, Arizona, and New England. And then I've got the Chargers. You both have the Chiefs. And I have got Green Bay along with Wilhelm. The kids got Theodore and those Minnesota Vikings. Could be an interesting week. Some movers and some shakers here, the kid.
For Wilhelm to pass, he's got to go 3-0 in those games. If it's 1-2, he would cut it to 1. And if it's 2-1 in my favor, it would bounce back up to 3.
Or you could go 3-0, the kid. You act like that's not even a possibility.
Well, maybe 3. You know, I'm not feeling good about that Raiders to that Detroit pick. I mean, I'm already chalking that one up as a loss.
All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from the defensive back coach of the Cleveland Browns, Jeff Hafley, some interesting comments about Justin Gilbert and what he needs to do to earn the trust of his coaching staff and his teammates and get on the field. We will let you know when you talk with Jeff Hafley right after this. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.